problem with innovation, something Andrew, everybody talking. The innovation scenario, the likeness among public become minimal. So all the breakthrough innovation happens only in 18th century and 19th century beginning. So then, you know, it stopped. Only incremental innovations are happening. So I'm talking about, you know, James Watt invented the steam engine, electricity, you know, everything. This is called breakthrough innovation. So you check all this, what happened in the last century, it's all, you know, it's incremental. This is what everything, the hydrogen engine, everything is taught, you know, it should be liked by the common man. The respiratory country people, they have to demand, I want Andre engine here. Then what the government will do? So we have to create awareness on liking innovation in the universities, in schools, everywhere. Then once the particular country, the people, citizens are hearing about Andrew engine, then they will ask with the banner, give Andrew engine here, cut down CO2. Then what that people will, once it's welcomed by citizen, all the investors will queue up behind the Andrew. This is what I'm thinking, that the likeness on innovation should increase by, you know, changing that, you know, the studying system in Harvard, everywhere. So it is, education is not to just survive, it's to innovate. So last century it's happened only become a CEO of a big company and making their own life into cakewalk, not like that. They can be innovators, they can be a change maker. So we have to bring back that ecosystem into the universities like MIT again. So then automatically Andrew, like all the CO2 into rock, it is mind-boggling. Even I can't sleep, you know, this night, CO2 becoming a rock, so beautiful. So just now I'm hearing, so this should be go to every classroom. This is the person in New Zealand is doing, is converting the CO2 into rock. Then think about it. So this should be a talk of the international citizens. Then automatically they no need to go to knock any door. People will come and knock their doors.
All right. Jack, you have your hand up.